and gentlemen, this is Hopped On Sports, your podcast for the beer-drinking sports fan.
What is good, ladies and gentlemen? Tonight is a special one. Episode 50.
50, that is.
Of Hopped On Sports, man. Super excited. Can't believe we've already got 50 of these out there. First, want to say thank you to everyone who listens out there, gives us feedback. We really do appreciate it. Because of you, we're able to do this, and we're just very thankful. So I think Steven and I both are just happy that you're tagging along with us here. So
spit it out.
I'm caught up, I'm flustered, man. It's like, you know, it's a cool feat, man. 50 episodes, man.
Yeah, when already. We started this, did you think we were gonna make it this far?
No, probably not.
Honestly, if I had to bet on it, I'd say we probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet.
We kind of started it as a test, and we just rolled with it, and we've had a lot of success with it, and it's been great, and we enjoy it. So, again, thank you guys, all of you who listen. Thank you for engaging and helping us out. We appreciate it. Hope you guys still enjoy the show.
Absolutely. So we are recording this on Tuesday night. That is November 19th, and we got a huge weekend to recap from because a lot took place. We were all over the place watching different things, and now it's time to sit here and break it down for you. So before we do that, though, we do have to have a beer to celebrate such a big number. Number 50. So tell us what you're drinking over there.
I'm drinking a beer. It is Duvel, not Duvel, as you would think. It is D-U-V-E-L, Duvel. It's a Belgian golden ale brewed in Belgium. It's actually brewed in P-U-U-R-S, Belgium. Pures is how I would say it. Comes in a really unique bottle. How would you describe that? It's like a two-tier bottleneck, almost.
It's like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's like bottleneck started to go into a bottleneck and then decided it wasn't ready to, so it went a little higher and then it bottlenecked. But cool little beer. I got it in a 4-pack, and it actually came with a super cool glass. I'm going to post that on the Instagram and the Facebook for you guys to see. This is a really cool bottle. It's a really cool glass, and it comes in an 11.2-ounce fluid ounce glass, which is also 330 milliliters. It's 8.5% alcohol by volume, which, in my opinion, is a little high for what I expected. But I'm really interested to try it. And what a cool presentation between the glass and the bottle. This brewery's been around since 1871, and I'm really looking forward to this one because you know I love my Belgian ales. Wow, I just smoked the mic with my bottle.
Yeah, so. Yep. Belgians, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's a very easy thing to get into and really love. I mean, that was one of my first loves, was getting into Belgians, and I think there's beers? So many Belgian
beers. Or, oh, okay. All right, gotcha.
There's so many different Belgian beers to get into. I mean, you know, you get into doubles, triples, quads, all that. I mean, there's no limit. You know, everyone can kind of find what they like, what they enjoy there. Yeah. So, very cool.
So, what would you guess that the size of this glass is? Because if I had to say off the top of my head, I'd probably say 22 ounces to the brim.
Where did it fill up to?
It filled to about here with 11. Maybe higher. I don't know.
I'd say 20.
20 ounce.
I'd say 20 ounce.
I mean, this is a big beer glass.
It's a very unique glass. I mean, we've been talking about this for about an hour now, just checking out this glass, being like how cool it is and all that. But yeah, it is unique. I'd like to know why they had such a big glass to go with it.
Probably because Belgians like their beer.
Well, you see the opening of the rim. It's very, very open. And so that generally when that, you know, a company makes a glass like that, they want it to breathe. They really right. want you to be able to get the aroma
yeah.
and really dig into that. So, I mean, that's very cool, man. Obviously, yeah, you were wanting to get something special tonight, and
yeah.
I think you accomplished that. So
right. So what are you drinking on this special night of episode 50?
Nothing too special. Not like you. I'm just drinking a...
I hope you're saying my beer is special.
No, that's not... It is. Okay. I'm being serious.
Okay.
You're drinking something special. I'm just drinking a Marshall's This Land Lager.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lagers, just because it's plain, simple. You know what you're getting. It's refreshing.
Simple is the exact word I was going to use, but good.
And yeah, good. Exactly. If it's a beer that I'm going to sit around and have, you know, a few of, it's definitely one I want to have because it is so simple, so refreshing, and just good to go with anything, man.
Yeah.
If you like lagers, I don't know how you'd not like this one. Yeah. So.
Well, let me say that I think 100%. I can say with confidence that this is my new favorite glass. It is just, and I think you would attest to that because I yeah. talked about it for 30 minutes before the show. It's the coolest glass I've seen so far.
It definitely is, man. And now you've got something special to,
yeah.
You know, associate with it.
With episode 50, yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, like, it is a little over the top, but you guys just run over to the Facebook and take a look at it yourself and tell us what you think. But until then... Cheers, Preston.
Cheers, sir. All right. So.
Hold on.
Yep. Take your. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, give us your first, I guess, real breakdown. What do you think?
Like the. Oh, you. Okay. But the breakdown of the beer. That is good.
You like it?
That is. I mean, like. To this day, as some people would say, when it comes to beer, I still don't think I've had a Belgian that I didn't like. Like, I will say that until I have one that I don't like. I almost want somebody to tell me, this Belgian beer is gross, try it. And I want to see if I don't, because I haven't found one. I have not found one I don't like yet.
We need to go to McNally's and do their Belgian flight.
Yeah.
I think it's like 6 different ones. And, I mean, it's some of the best ones available. Yeah.
But, you know, it started with Blue Moon. And I know it's kind of a joke, but Blue Moon, I had tried like 10 beers. And without a doubt, Blue Moon was my favorite. I didn't know why. But I guess it's just my palate. I mean, Blue Moon's Belgian ale.
Yeah. It's Belgian wit. Wit beer.
Wheat, right?
Wit,
whatever. But, anyways... Great beer so far. One drink in. Hopefully it'll breathe a little bit. When I poured it, it had a lot of, what would you say that is?
Foam?
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, enough beer. You guys should try this for sure. I'll post it so you can see what it is. But I'm kind of getting tired of talking about this beer. Let's go into a little bit of sports here.
Yeah, I'm sure you want to drink it. So, as you know, big college football weekend. Obviously, let's go ahead and just get into the thing that had me on the edge of my seat for most of the evening, and that would be the Baylor-OU game. Steven, did you get to watch any of this?
No. Well, yeah, I did. I watched about 4 seconds of the third quarter and decided the game was over, so I turned my phone off.
Well, what's funny about that is that's actually when it began to get good for OU, because if you do not know what we're talking about, OU went into Baylor... Felt pretty confident about it. They were a 10-point favorite. I did take Baylor in the points, but I did think OU was going to win. Well, they came out flat as you could possibly be. And before you know it, they're down 7. They were down 14. Then they were down 25 points. That's right. OU was down 25 points in the first half. I was dead. There was no meaning in going on. I just couldn't believe what I had just seen. Just an ugly, ugly first half. Turning the ball over left and right. Baylor couldn't do anything wrong. Baylor's not getting anything called on them. Everything is going against OU. Not saying that's why we're down, but that does play a factor in why I was so upset. But end up starting the third quarter, and OU... instantly looked better on defense, and that was what was really killing them. Just because you just kind of thought Baylor could do whatever they wanted.
You good, bro?
I'm just really trying to break this down because I'm replaying it in my head. So you just really didn't know what to expect. You thought, well, OU's probably going to score some points next half, but there's probably no way they're going to be able to stop them, right? Well, instantly they get out there and they make a stop.
Yeah.
They end up only giving up 2 first downs in the second half, which is, well, if you here, watch 5 seconds of an OU defense, you know that sounds, I mean, almost impossible.
Let me tell you what blew me away was I look at the stats when I turn the game on, and it said something like OU 3 yards. It was in the third quarter, and it showed passing like 3 yards. And I thought, wait, what?
Oh, like allowing on defense?
No, like they didn't get any yards at all in the first half is what it was seeming like from the stat that I saw that popped up on the screen.
I don't know what stat that would be because, I mean, OU did score some points and one of it came 3 from touchdown. they scored 10.
In the first half?
31?
Okay, then yeah. I must have had the game on in the second quarter then.
Yeah. Let me see real quick. Let's get this up here. No, so, I mean, that third quarter, if you watch the third quarter, OU instantly starts making a comeback. They were down 14. They were about to score, and Jalen Hurts fumbles in the end zone. The ball goes back for a touchback.
Wow.
There's a penalty on the play against OU, and so they get the ball at the 35. So you went from thinking this was going to be a one-score game to it's remaining a two-score game, Baylor ball at the 35-yard line. I was like, okay, that's it, man. Like, we tried, almost had the, you know, at least made it interesting, fought back. Well, first play, Baylor fumbles the ball, OU gets it again. I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? We score, we're down 7, get another stop, end up scoring again to tie it. You're just like, what is going on? Get another stop, end up kicking a field goal, and wouldn't you know it, it was another turnover by Baylor. OU forcing a turnover to seal the deal. OU wins this game. Largest comeback in OU history, 25 points.
Yeah. Well, very similar to the Patriots Falcons
game.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah, I mean, it was 28-3 in both games at one point.
Yeah.
So it is kind of weirdly similar in that sense. And obviously there's been, you know, hundreds of jokes about the collapse and everything like that, including one of the ones that you had sent me, which is really funny. It was the Falcons logo in the Baylor colors.
Yeah.
It's like, did this team just become the Falcons? Like, is that what we just saw? But
right.
Overall, man, it was end up being an exciting night. Was super upset because no one wants to see, you know, their team struggle like we did in that first half and think, man, like, all this for this, man. Like, we blew a perfect opportunity to stay in the playoff chase, and somehow they found a way, came back and won. Very cool moment. Jalen Hurts, everyone was ready to throw him out, tell him to go back to Alabama because of the turnovers he had had that were just, I mean, there's no excuse for what he did.
I mean, there's just I'm no chance he's that. Winning the Heisman after the last 2 weeks, right?
It could be tough. Problem is, he ended up being the player of the week and
yeah.
All that because he is still putting up video game type numbers, you know, with
right.
rushing and passing and touchdowns. So he remains in the conversation, but I'm pretty sure last weekend Jordan Burroughs won the Heisman when he beat Alabama. Oh, yeah. So
I mean, he just looks great.
Yeah, absolutely. So very, very exciting game. I took probably a couple years off my life, but, you know, sometimes you got to give a little to get a little. So is what it is. But did you watch the OSU game?
I did indeed. I did indeed.
I think you and I were both a little surprised that Kansas didn't put up a better fight. Les Miles coming back to Stillwater and there really wasn't much fight there.
I don't know so much that I wasn't impressed with Kansas not putting up fight. I thought Oklahoma State just played out of their... I thought they played the best game of the year, their year so far. I mean, they just looked good. they looked good for once. Everything seemed like it was clicking. Because Kansas, and I mean, defensively, they shut Puka Williams down, and that dude can run. So there was one point he had 2 yards. I mean, like, not just like the first couple minutes of the game. I mean, it was into the game.
Yeah.
And he had 2 yards, and you're thinking, I mean, 27 yards, and it was like the second half. You're thinking, my gosh, we have shut this stud down. And everything just seemed to be going pretty good for Oklahoma State. It helps that Chuba Hubbard is, he is having a Heisman-type year.
It's a big year.
Just, we've talked about he's not surrounded by enough talent, I think, to be included in the conversation at this point, but he is leading the FBS in every single rushing category. If that's not Heisman style stats, I don't know what is.
Right. No, I mean, he's an absolute stud. I don't think anyone disagrees with that. He's the kind of guy that, man, that's who you want with the rock, man. I mean, because he's a playmaker. And he can break one at any second. I mean, that's just the feel you get with a guy like him.
Yeah.
So you gotta soak guys up, you know, soak it in when you watch a guy like that. Hey, you watch out. You watch out there. You watch out with that. I knew where you were going there.
I didn't go anywhere. I just started laughing. I just thought it was an interesting choice of words.
I just mean in the sense that guys like him don't come around every day, and you want to make sure that you really enjoy his talent on the field because, I mean, he's special, man. He really is.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
I totally agree. OSU played great. They're playing their best football right now, man. And I'm telling you, if OU and OSU can both take care of business this weekend, which we will preview on next episode, Bedlam's going to be interesting. Bedlam doesn't seem quite the same like I thought it was going to play out. I thought OSU would be competitive just because it's Bedlam. You know, we can always expect a good competitive game, but wasn't really quite worried. OSU's playing super good football right now, and I think they're going to come ready to play next weekend at home.
Yeah, I mean, I sure hope so. I think that something we need to at least mention, and we're not going to talk a whole lot outside of OSU OU football this week. We could, but I don't know. We're going to keep the show a little shorter today. Baylor, what do you think? I already know the answer, but what the heck? Why are they playing the Boomer Schooner flipping over on the Megatron? I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it. I heard about it.
Yeah, multiple times they played the clip of that thing flipping. Yeah. I mean, and I'm not going to take the approach of how dare you play this when that girl got hurt, but I mean, that was funny.
Bro, everything was going their way, man. Like, Why not rub salt in the wound?
I made a TikTok out of it. It was funny, but at the expense of, I don't know. That's rough. That's a stab. That was just a stab.
I heard there was a really good sign, too, at game day where it showed the schooner tipped over, and you didn't see the girl, right? And you see the guy still on the schooner, but you don't see the girl. And there's a little stick that they use with it that makes the girl go from in the schooner to out the schooner, out the schooner.
Gosh.
I was like, wow, it's very creative. I'll give them that, but OU leaves with the dub, so that's all that matters, in my opinion. But yeah, besides that, I mean, there are a few other games this weekend that we were kind of keeping an eye on. I think one was the Texas Iowa State game. End up watching the end of this because it was right before the OU game. Iowa State ends up knocking Texas off, and I had to bring this up because I had to throw this stat out there for everyone who enjoys Texas or doesn't enjoy Texas. Texas has gone 10 straight seasons with at least 4 losses.
Yeah, I mean, that honestly doesn't surprise me at all. It's kind of it's like a oof when you think of what they were for a while.
The joy that brings to my heart is unreal. I think everyone kind of knew, obviously, Texas has struggled, but you don't really realize 10 straight years? You can accidentally throw off, you know, maybe a 10-3. Something, you know, I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. But yeah, you know, that's where the program is right now. You know, they're back, and so that's kind of what they're putting out there. So, other than that, like I said, there wasn't much. We kind of go over our picks real quick. Both of us had Baylor in a 10-point spread for OU. No shock there. OU does not cover. KU, OSU, 17.5 points. OSU, I had OSU. You had KU. OSU covered that. Navy, Notre Dame. This is where I was extremely wrong, and you were right. Notre Dame 7.5. Notre Dame really kicked the crap out of Navy. So yeah, Wasn't much of a contest there. Georgia at Auburn. This was a very good game. Watched a lot of this game. 3 points. Georgia was favored. Georgia ends up covering that, winning this game. Auburn had the opportunity to make to go down and tie, maybe even take the lead if they end up scoring a touchdown. And Nix, the true freshman quarterback who we've talked about quite a bit on this show, ends up not being able to make a easy pass to his running back, and they end up losing this game. So very, very dumb. But Auburn, man, it's gonna be interesting next week. Auburn, Alabama. I think Alabama, no Tua, which we haven't even touched base on. Shame on us. You know, maybe the second best player in college football right now is no longer playing this season because of his hip. So very, very. I don't know what you're trying to.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I've had issues for years trying to. I haven't really had issues with it. I just haven't ever done it. Set up the texting on my iMac. I was going to send myself a message from your iPad and see if it's working, but that's a little. If we were ever going to say something was off topic on this show, I would say that this is 100% it.
Anyway, besides that, that's really all I had. Tua, very sucks to see him go down. It's not like I'm a Bama fan, but Tua, you never want to see a guy get hurt, especially one of the best guys, you know, playing in the league.
Oh, that hurt, honestly. I mean, you just, like you said, you don't want to see that happen. He's a stud. I'm willing to say Bama's had their struggles, even though they've dominated everything. He's a good guy. He's a good player. You never hear anything negative about him. The only people in the world that would want to see him hurt would be deep down in Jalen Hurts somewhere to say, hey, I'm the better quarterback. You know, that's what Jalen Hurts is playing for, is to prove to Saban that he should have been the one they kept.
Should have been the guy.
You know that's like a bad breakup to him.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You got to do what you got to do to have a chip on your shoulder, I think. But besides that, it was a fun weekend of football. Got a great weekend coming up, too. I believe you and I are going to be going to the OU-TCU game. You had told me you have not been to an OU game since Rocky Kalmus.
Yeah.
Which is the glory days of OU, which seemed forever ago.
Honest to God, it was probably 2000 the last time I was in.
That's nuts.
It might have been the 90s the last time I was at OU Stadium, actually, for a football game.
Yeah. And well, lots changed.
Boy, and I went, and no, the last time I went to an OU football game in Norman, I was wearing OU clothing. I was in my OU jersey signed by Rocky Kalmus. Like, I was a diehard OU fan as a kid. I was.
Well, I mean, there's a...
Shout out to Nock to understand what it's like to be a fan of both.
Right. Just knew him as an OSU fan for so long, and then all of a sudden he's just an OU
fan. Wait, OU, he was an OSU fan?
Yeah.
No, remember recently...
Well, it's about
he was like, no, oh, yeah, dude, no, I like OSU.
He grew up an OSU fan.
Man.
Yeah.
But he is the most hardcore OU fan. Like, when he commits to a team, he's committed.
Oh, he's fully
committed.
So,
like, 3 weeks ago when he comes out and he was like, yeah, I think I'm going for OSU. I like OSU. And he said, I think I kind of like them both about the same. I was like, where are you coming from?
I mean, did he go that far?
Yes.
I can't see him going
he
that far.
He was like, I always cheer for OSU.
Well, whatever he's doing, I don't know, but he can lose his mind from time to time. But anyway, going to the game, so we will be a fun weekend. out there, show you my old stomping grounds.
I don't know for sure that I'm going, but
well, that's why we said, I said maybe.
We'll figure it out.
You continue to tell me yes, then you back out, so I really don't know what to believe, but
yeah,
I do know I will be attending, so.
I would like to go.
We will keep people updated on next episode whether Steven is going or not. NFL this weekend, did want to mention a few things because we had such an exciting game that Thursday night on our last episode where you got Myles Garrett just knocking the snot out of Mason Rudolph. Lots been talked about it. They did say Myles Garrett is suspended for the rest of the year and that they're going to determine, you know, other things. I think we kind of broke a little bit of that down last episode, so we're still waiting to hear more info there, but that's still got everyone kind of on edge trying to figure out what's going to happen because 2 weeks, not this weekend, but the following weekend, we've got Browns and Pittsburgh again. So
yeah,
everyone's kind of like, oh man, what's going to happen in that game? You know, it'd be really interesting to see. So keep an eye on for that. But did you get to watch any NFL games? Because there were actually some pretty good games this weekend.
Yeah. Yep, I did.
Baltimore, are we ready
I didn't watch a ton. Are we ready to say Baltimore's the best team right now? Probably. Yeah. I think for the first time this season, we can probably say that.
41-7 against Houston. Houston's not no joke. Deshaun Watson has been amazing this year. That defense has been playing better. And Baltimore went in there and did whatever they wanted against them. Just
blasted them.
It made Watson look terrible. Absolutely terrible. So, yeah, I think it's time to say it. Lamar Jackson and that Ravens team, because they're playing great on both sides of the ball right now, they're for real, man. I'm not ready to say that they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I think there's still a few questions that need to be answered there. But they're definitely the best team right now. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like I said, at this point, you just have to say that. But everybody's saying, yeah, but New England. I'm like, okay, I get it. New England is the best at winning, okay? That doesn't necessarily mean they're the best team or who should have the best odds. But they have a tendency to break the odds and beat the odds year in and year out. So just because of that, I mean, how do you not say that it's still New England? They got one loss. Oh, no, they got two losses.
Yeah, they got two.
Yeah. No, they took an ugly loss this weekend.
No, oh, hang on.
You don't want to lose to the Eagles.
They won. They won this weekend.
They won?
Yeah. I end up watching the end of that
game. Man, I didn't watch the end.
They are 9-1, so they just still have the one loss to the Ravens.
That's what I get for not watching the end of the game.
Right. Well, I just happened to watch the end of the game of that because of fantasy reasons. So hoping Ertz would get...
What kind of fantasy?
Yeah, exactly right. You're all over the place tonight.
I'm just everywhere. It's episode 50, man. I'm drinking good beer. Got a cool glass. Got a goofy glass. Got to act goofy.
Goofy, okay. And then, of course, Monday Night Football was Kansas City Chargers. Ugly first half. I really only got to watch highlights on this and then them talk about breaking down the game. Ugly first half. Did you get to see this? Because I was really curious of what the Chargers were doing that made Mahomes look so human. We're not used to that.
Well,
big breakdown. Here we go.
I lost my fantasy football this week, which shouldn't have happened. My individual defensive player got 2 points. My defense got 1 point. Tyreek Hill got hurt with 0 receptions and 0 yards. And then Damian Williams got hurt with 1 point. And you talk about a week that I had the game secured. I had 5 of my starters on the bench. And all of a sudden, I mean, I'm just projected to win this week by 30 points going into the Kansas City game with only 2 players. And out go Tyreek, out go Damian Williams,
it looks like Damian came back in.
No, I mean,
according to this, he had 35 yards rushing and 1 touchdown.
Okay, that's Daryl Williams.
You are absolutely correct, sir.
Thank you for rubbing it in my face. The fact that
100% correct.
The fact when Williams ran into the end zone and I cheered and then looked at my fantasy score And I told you to stay away
from these running backs.
Bro, you think I had a bleeping choice?
I told you LeSean McCoy and Damian Williams were trouble right now, and you couldn't trust either one of them.
Okay, no, but look at my freaking bench. I didn't want to play Frank Gore. I don't like, there's something about him I'm not going to play. Wish I would have. But I got a 20-point receiver on the bench. I've got an 11-point tight end and a 12-point tight end. I had to play two tight ends this week because I'm done talking about it. Next week, Keith, watch out.
Well, I'm officially out of the playoffs.
You're so gone.
I end up killing it this week, but now because of how things played out, it is literally impossible for me to go. So, sayonara, fantasy football. I'll see you next year. You know, this is the worst I've ever done, so this is a new ground for me. But overall, I mean, I don't know. Are you a little sad that it's almost like football's almost over? I mean, we're two games away from regular season college football being over. We're, what, six weeks away from the playoffs. For
the closer we get to the end of college football and the NFL, easy over there, is the closer we get to playoff hockey. So, I see it both ways.
Football, man.
Yeah, but hockey's better than football, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's better to watch.
All right, we're done here. No.
It sucks. I love football. I don't want it to end. I mean, what are we going to watch? The XFL, you know? It's just so hard to watch that.
Bob Stoops and the boys. Got a bunch of Sooners out there. It's going to be an exciting year. Of course, I have no idea when it starts. Steve asked me about that today, and I was like, you know what? I don't even know.
Nobody cares. But, no, I don't want the NFL to end. Now that I'm really not watching the NBA, I would love football to double its season, but it's never going to happen. They're never going to add another game. They won't. If anything, they're going to start taking them off for player safety.
You're probably right. I do have a lot to talk about basketball, but before that, I want you to go ahead and tell us about the NASCAR this weekend, because I did get to watch a little bit of the end.
Did you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was actually really surprised at the turnout. And not the individual who won, because I think it's on record that I called that. I didn't call he was going to win the race. I said he was going to win, and that was Kyle Busch. And he just pretty much ran a great race the whole day. Joe Gibbs Racing gets him another one, so he's got another championship. Kyle was not the favorite going into this weekend. In fact, he had gone 20 weeks without a win. He was actually the least favorite to win this weekend, but I did have the most confidence in him because I think out of all four of those guys, maybe, I think he has the most fight. I say maybe because of Harvick. Obviously, Truex and Hamlin are good drivers and strong, but I just don't think anybody wants it year over year more than Kyle Busch. I just don't see it that way. He is strictly competition. He is not there for friends. He is not there to talk anything, but I'm going to win this race, and if he doesn't win, he's pissed and he's ready to fight, especially if he gets wrecked. I don't see anybody else out there that is just pure racing as much as him. There are breeds similar to him, but he went out there and took care of business, got the job done. I was happy to see it because I just don't really care for any of the other three, but I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, what I was going to say. Found it. There was not a caution for a long time towards the end of the race, which in years past has not been the case. I don't know if NASCAR has been part of a conspiracy that has been throwing cautions at the end of the race to make things more excited, and they used this race as an example to say, hey, no, we're not. But I don't know. We'll be interested. I'd be willing to bet next year there's going to be a caution in the last 10 laps of that race.
What do you think?
17.
What do you think is, like, the reasoning behind, like, trying to... Like, do you think they already had a good enough storyline to where they didn't felt like... They probably felt like they didn't need to make it more exciting?
No.
Or?
I'm not necessarily of the impression that NASCAR is behind that. I mean, that's a really far stretch.
Let's be real for a second. Like, everyone wants to see a great finish. Everyone is hoping that, you know, it comes down to two cars or whatever right there at the very end, and one car barely beats the other to finish it up.
Right.
So they're hoping that happens, and if they can control it a little bit,
they will.
They might, you know. I mean, I'm just saying it's a real, probably a real consideration at least.
100% agree. It is always more exciting to watch a race finish with everybody in a pack and everybody's fighting. But here's the reality of it. At the end of a race, that's when everybody's racing hardest because they got to get that last position because it's coming to an end. And when everybody's racing the hardest, that's when the wrecks happen. So I've got NASCAR's back on this one, but I think it's probably the first one we've seen in like this in a while, championship-wise, where it was just this long without a caution, and Kyle just ran so strong for so many laps. I got to tell you, I was sitting there watching the last 15 laps just waiting on it because it always happens, and it didn't, and it was happening in his favor, and on he rolls to the checkered flag, and it was the most anti-dramatic finish to the year I've seen in a while.
With that being said, it is the end of the year, so what are you going to do now?
Watch hockey.
So now it's just hockey and football, just because you have to watch football, is that what you're saying?
No, I watch football because I like football. But it's hockey because it's hockey. I mean, it's cold outside. You got to watch hockey.
Okay.
Outside.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add about the NASCAR season?
Yeah, Joey's got it next year if Hamlin doesn't wreck him.
Calling it now. Go on record. Someone write that down. We're going to get our stack
going. I'm
going
to say it every year, so you might as well not.
Go ahead and throw it down. All right. It's recorded, and we got it.
Okay.
NBA, right? I did want to mention a couple things here.
Cheers.
Did want to mention a couple things here. I have yet to finish an entire Thunder game so far.
I've yet to start a Thunder game.
I know they're playing tonight against the Lakers.
Really?
Yeah.
I might watch that.
Interesting game, because, yeah, I was going to say, so last night we played the Clippers.
Hey, I have to eat crow on the Lakers. They're playing well. I wouldn't give them any credit. I told you I'd give them credit where credit was due if they earned it, and they deserve it right now. They're playing great. They're
playing really well.
I claimed them as a first-round loss in the playoffs. I think it could still happen, but, man, they're looking like a championship team.
Yeah. Clippers last night, and we end up losing by two. But once again, this Thunder team is just so scrappy, man, and they're in all these games. They've got blown out I think one time this year, but besides that, their eight losses, everything has been close, and they're keeping right there. I just wonder how long can you go before you're like, all right, this just isn't working, let's go ahead and get rid of Chris Paul, go ahead and get rid of Gallinari.
Well, I mean, you could
just to continue to get ready for the future.
Yeah, you got to get rid of Chris Paul before you get him. I mean, that's just the reality.
Man, he's playing so good. I'm starting to like the guy.
I just don't care.
It's just one of those things. It's like, man, he's obviously a future Hall of Famer, very talented basketball player, and he's just saying and doing all the right things right now. So, you know, I feel bad that he's probably not going to make the whole season with the Thunder. You know, he's going to end up somewhere else, but anyway, I just want to say basketball has been interesting in the aspect because the Warriors are out of it, and it really is up in the air right now because Kawhi Leonard, he's been hurt. He's missed the last three games, so he's not playing, but Paul George came back, and Paul George is playing really well, saying this is the healthiest his shoulders have been since an extremely long time. And, man, it just stinks that the Thunder are kind of out of it. You know, if this had been last year with last year's team and maybe a couple moves get made, maybe they're competitive enough to hang in the conversation at least. But, you know, unfortunately, we're not there. But someone else you like watching, another team you've mentioned, is Houston. And I've watched a little bit of the Houston games recently. And let me say, James Harden is on another planet, man. The dude is absolutely ridiculous. You see him doing these crossovers and then a quick jump back three. He's doing that new move that he's claiming as like a Harden, his little step back three. And he just, I mean, he's incredible. He's making it. It's like, what is he doing? Oh, he made it. You know, it's just been an absolute craziness to watch. I mean, and Russ is kind of just doing his own thing, kind of quietly, going with a triple-double, still getting you know, 16 rebounds, 11 assists, and like 28 points.
Yep.
And then Harden's over here going for 37, things like that. So
Harden's had like, he's had five or six games over 40 already.
Yeah, it's something it's ridiculous. Crazy. And he's one of, I don't know, there's all sorts of crazy stats. I saw one today that I wish I could remember. But yeah, he's been the man, dude. And but at the same time, I just don't know if Houston is going to be one of the teams standing there at the end. Because
I think they will be. I still think Lakers
and Clippers just look like better teams. They've got James Harden, they got Russell Westbrook. That's awesome, but is the team that good? Because they're still not really proven much yet. So have to keep an eye on that. Melo made his return tonight. Did you know this?
I did.
So before we started the show, I just happened to see a couple things pop up. We'll give a quick update here. Melo is 3 for 9, 7 points.
Cool.
3 turnovers, 3 fouls.
Really?
Three rebounds. So he craziness. He started tonight.
Yeah.
I got a notification today saying Carmelo Anthony expected to play tonight.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. Like, he'll get in, get some minutes, whatnot. Still got to learn with the team and whatnot.
And whatnot.
And he starts.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Just very interesting. We're talking about a guy who hasn't played in, like, what, a year? And he's starting his first game with his new team. Just kind of crazy. But it is Portland, who's 5-9, playing New Orleans, who's 4-9. So I guess if you're there any time to start him, and now's a pretty good time, huh?
Yeah. I mean, put him out there and see what he can do. He's old. He's going to be slower. He's still going to be shooting. Like I said to you earlier, I think you put him out there and say, hey, you're open, shoot it. Don't be trying to force stuff. You'll be on the bench.
Yeah.
Simple as that. You're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the best shooters ever. Shoot. That's it. That's why we brought you here, is to shoot. That's it.
Kind of interesting. I guess this probably has something to do with it. Damian Lillard isn't playing tonight.
Yeah.
So
no, I know.
Move things around a little bit. Shake up the lineup. Put Melo in there. Maybe, you know, spice it up. I get it. Okay. Makes a little bit more sense now. That's really all I had for the NBA. I mean, Oklahoma City game, I think I'll watch. Lakers 11-2, Oklahoma City 5-8. 9:30 tip off. Don't know how much of the game I'm gonna make.
Right.
But I will probably have at least some of it on. Yeah. So.
No, I think honestly, I think I hate to say it, but I think we've had enough conversation tonight. You know. Don't want to drag it on. We've talked pretty much everything important. If you want to cover anything else, we can. I know this is kind of a try at a hard cut, but...
Yeah. The only other thing I wanted to mention was, did you get to look into at all any of the Astrogate video saga?
I don't know what to say here. Do you just want to do an episode over that on Thursday?
I mean, we'll do it more with our preview, but yeah, I don't mind talking a little bit. Today, the only thing I wanted to say was the baseball commissioner today has said, or he has hinted at severe penalties for the Astros if found guilty with this.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a 1-year suspension of the GM and a stupid fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking, I would be fine with like $1 million fine.
Like it needs to be significant.
Because they got a freaking World Series out of it.
And they've got to do something to punish the team as a whole, the organization as a whole.
The organization. I'm not okay with punishing the team, especially the players that weren't there.
Right, I don't mean like player, but like if you're on the organization, you have to be punished. Doesn't matter if you're in there 17 or not. Meaning maybe the Astros get a playoff ban for the year.
Yeah.
Like they can't make the playoffs next year. You know, and it allows
the players that came in afterwards to get a free opt out of their contract to go play at a different team. Something like that I'd be fine with. But
see, I don't know how you get in though. That might be too
well, yeah, but what are you crazy. you're gonna punish one of the players that signs a contract to go win a World Series, all of a sudden he can't win a World Series in 2020 because he joined a team that cheated in 2017. Right. I don't like that either. Fine the management and fire the coach and just fine them bukus of dollars because they've got it.
Yeah. Well, something has to be done to send a message to all the teams in baseball being like, this is unacceptable.
As far as I'm concerned, you could go to jail for that.
I mean, I don't even know what.
No, you could go to jail for it. I mean, look at this. Like, think about this. Somebody, I've read a story, and I know this is legit. Somebody goes to a bass fishing tournament and puts fish in a cage underwater, big fish, goes up to it, takes them out, throws them in his live well, takes them to the weigh-in, turns them in, gets arrested, goes to jail, does a little time because of fixing for financial gain, basically, is what they did. Like, you want to tell me that you want to try to compare that to a freaking World Series championship game and tell me there's not money to gain? I don't know. I'm just looking at it in that similar situation going, you could serve time because of that situation if you proved, if it's like hard proof that you did it for financial gain.
Yeah.
Man, why else would you do it?
Right.
You're not doing it because you care about a ring. You want the money. You want the knowledge and the knowing that we won the national championship. It's more than national championship. It's a world championship, yeah. But whatever.
Well, I want you to check it out. Check out some of the videos and stuff that are out there, because I've watched all this stuff, and it's unbelievable how this all went down, and it's sickening because, once again, Yankees were the team they beat to get to the World Series, so I'm very salty about that. But that's all I had, man.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it was a good week. I know we were kind of all over the place, just kind of having fun with this one. We'll be back strong on Thursday. We are going to bring it with our picks. I'm going to go 6-0 this week. I'm not going to mess up. I've got to make some ground up on Preston. But hey, we appreciate you guys tuning in. If you will, run over to Facebook, Instagram, like us at Hopped On Sports. Leave us a review, iTunes, Google, Spotify, wherever you're listening. Helps us out. We do this show for free. In fact, it costs us a beer every time we do it. So if you guys would leave us that review, we appreciate it. Helps us out. But until next time, have a good week and cheers.
Cheers, guys.